You're not sick, Amelia, no.
No?
No, you're a little farsighted.
This is the Farsighted Network.
This is the Farsighted Network.
This is the Farsighted Network.
Thanks for listening.
Enjoy the show.
Hey, everybody. This is a special episode of, well, I guess you call it Huh Podcast, or as Dino's daughter would say, Huh? And I tried. But it's really a special podcast from Dino that I wanted to share on the whole network so everybody can check it out. It's with the director of a movie called Room for Rent. And I just thought every once in a while I'll put out an episode of something, a special bonus episode, on all our feeds so you can kind of get a little glimpse at what some of our other shows do. So this is Dino from Huh Podcast. I think I sound like Tim the Toolman Taylor when I do that. But this is just a special episode, so it's a little shorter, it's just a little interview, it's not like a full-length episode, but you can get a little idea of what Dino is all about. And reminder, between now and the second week of May, when the film premieres, the movie Dead Giveaway is giving away free swag to anyone who gives 5 stars to the Huh Podcast, or, my podcast, Grindhouse Messiah, on iTunes, so go over to iTunes, do a 5-star rating for either of those, both of those, and then if you do that, you get free swag from Dead Giveaway, which is an awesome new film that's making its premiere in a couple weeks. Click the links in the show notes, because the movie's dope, and you guys are dope for hooking us up with some good reviews, so you'll get rewarded for your dopeness. Enjoy this interview, and stay tuned for a full episode of both Grindhouse Messiah and Huh in the next week or so. And don't forget to check out the other podcast on our network, Ray Animator Reviews, which is short snippet reviews from Ray Ann, a.k.a. Ray Animator. And they're a lot of fun, and they're usually spoiler-free. All right. Well, thanks a lot, and thanks for checking out the Farsighted Network.
Okay, everybody, we have an interview today with Tommy Stowell. He has a new movie coming out called Room for Rent, starring America's favorite septuagenarian, Lynn Shay. This movie is coming out May 7th. We saw it. It was a pretty darn good movie. I enjoyed it. Yes,
very much so.
Yep, and we sat down with Tommy, and we have an interview right now. Okay, so Tommy, we have your movie is Room for Rent, and this is going on. It's going to be streaming May 7th. Is that correct?
That's right. It's released May 7th. It'll be on DVD and video on demand on all the usual platforms, cable, satellite, all that good stuff.
Okay, and that is distributed by Uncorked?
That's right.
Okay. Fantastic. And this is, from what I was saying, because I was, you know, checking IMDb and everything else, is this your fourth feature that you've directed?
It is. It's my fourth feature film.
Okay. And I had seen one other before seeing Room for Rent. I actually watched Aaron's Blood. That was, I saw that on Prime.
Oh, cool.
And I really enjoyed that one as well.
I think I might have missed that one.
It's on.
Thank you.
I'll definitely give that one a second visit. I enjoyed that. Now, your other films, You wrote and directed those, correct?
Yeah, my first three films I wrote and directed. This one, Room for Rent, is the first one I didn't write. I actually found a script from another writer whose name is Stuart Flack. And I love the script, so I wanted to make it. And so I optioned it from him and went from there.
Okay.
Well, what attracted you specifically to the script? What was it about the script?
Well, I really liked the character, the main character of Joyce. And I thought she was just very interesting, and I thought she was funny and tragic. And I also had the idea, when I was reading the script, I had the idea of approaching Lynn Shay to play her. And so that's what I did, and luckily she said yes. But once she was on board, I thought it was a really fun opportunity, and I thought it was a good opportunity, you know, for her to show what she can do as well.
Okay, great. And this is actually, what, your third time working with Lynn Shay?
It is, yeah. She was in my first two films. This is the first time, you know, she was in such a major role. You know, this one, she's the main character, and she's pretty much in just about every scene as well. So I got to work with her, you know, much longer this time, and we worked a lot together even before we started shooting. So it was a really fun experience.
Yeah, because I mean, it's always a treat when you see Lynn Shay. You know, of course, now, you know, as of the last decade, you know, she's had this big boom, you know, for the Conjuring series and everything. But heck, I remember her, you know, all the way back from, you know, Nightmare on Elm Street, and in fact, we were just watching Critters, and there was Lynn Shay and almost everything that New Line did, you know.
Oh yeah, she's been in lots of stuff, and you know, she plays so many different kinds of characters. You know, she's so versatile, and she's quite a scene stealer, in my opinion.
Yeah, and if you don't mind, because you can do the film more justice than I possibly can, can you give a brief synopsis of the film?
Yeah, sure. The film is about a woman whose husband dies, and she's left on her own for the first time in her life. And she's left without a lot of money, so she has to figure out how to take care of herself. And she also is sort of a stranger to the outside world, because she's been kept. She was under control of her husband, you know, most of her life, and now that she's without him, she's able to step out on her own and come out of her shell a little bit. And she decides that she's going to turn her house into a bed and breakfast to make some money. And so she does that, and she starts renting a room out to these people, and exposing herself to people that she's never really been around before, and she finally comes across this young man, this drifter, sort of mysterious character, and he ends up becoming a long-term tenant, and she kind of turns him into the object of her deepest fantasies, and so the story kind of goes from there. She becomes obsessed with this a person who isn't aware that she's quite obsessed with him, and so she makes quite a transformation in the film.
Yeah, I had seen, I think it was on IMDb, one review said that the film was, you know, like a fatal attraction for the Airbnb generation.
Yeah, that's a good way to describe it.
Yeah, Dino had read that to me yesterday. I'm like, yeah, we've got to get that into the interview tomorrow, because that it is a nice little nutshell of a description.
Yeah, well, I thought the story was timely as well, you know, with the latest B&B craze. I thought, you know, it was topical.
Absolutely. Yeah, and, you know, one thing that, you know, going back to Lynn Shay, and I was telling Michelle while we were watching it, I said, it's amazing because even at her, you know, her creepiest moments, you can go from being, you know, creeped out, and then the next scene, absolutely wanting to hug her. You know, she's like adorable in one instance when she's, you know, smiling and giddy, and then, you know, really creepy, and then go back to being adorable again. Like, even things that happen at the end of the movie, I'm looking going, I want to hug her.
Yeah, I think that's what's so amazing about her performance is, you know, you really have empathy for her character. You know, people really like the character, which I thought was, you know, one reason I like the story is that you really like this character who does some pretty unlikable things. And, you know, and you're right, she goes from, you know, she's so subtle in her performance, and you can read all kinds of stuff going on underneath the surface, and it's quite compelling, in my opinion.
Right, and I think another thing is, you know, there are some things that happen to her in this movie that, as a viewer, you know, I mean, we were getting mad. I mean, we were like, those little sons of bitches, you know? And
for a
character like that to get such empathy out of a viewer when you know she's not all there, you know, it is amazing. And you
can kind of understand what makes her go over the edge, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's you know, implied in the film that she, you know, she had an abusive relationship with her husband, and you know, just all the mistreatment and all the regrets and all the abuse that she's endured. Mm-hmm. You know, it sort of, you know, it makes her express it in a totally awkward and sometimes dark way, but you know the way she does it, you can kind of understand, you know, what causes her to go there.
Okay. Well, from a woman's perspective and a woman who used to read a lot of romance novels, it was her chance to escape into one of them.
She
found a doorway, she found a chance, and she's like, okay, I'm going to leave this life that I've never enjoyed, and I'm going to escape.
You're right. She's spent her life escaping in romance novels, and she finally decides that she's going to make one of those stories her own and live her own romance novel, and so it's quite interesting.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Yeah, and you know, and aside from the her object of her affection, she also finds kind of a younger version of herself, you know, originally. You know, with the young couple that comes in and is, you know, an abusive relationship in and of itself.
Right. Yeah. She becomes friends, you know, with one of her guests, a young woman, and she does. She, you know, I think she sees herself in her, and this woman reaches out to her and is so nice and tries to help her, and you know, it touches her, and so she, you know, she really wants to have a relationship with this woman as well. And unfortunately, she ends up feeling betrayed, mm-hmm. You know, by this really good friend that she thinks she has, and that's just, you know, just spurs her her reactions a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, do you have anything else?
Not that I can think of at the moment, but I know the moment's in the moment. We're not going to get this back again. But no, I don't have anything.
Right. So, well, I mean,
I knew nothing about, you know, Dino told me that he had a movie that we were going to watch, and I had known, you know, very, very little about it, if anything at all. And, I kind of like watching movies not knowing what they're about.
I'm
that way too.
Yeah, and I had seen the trailer, and so really that's all I said. I said it's kind of a thriller with Lin Shaye.
That was pretty much what I got.
And yeah, and really, you know, sometimes that's all you need. So, but yeah.
And hopefully, you know, it's, I think a lot of people who have seen it don't quite know what it's going to turn out to be when they first start watching it, which is what, you know, which is what our hope was. It's, it has some surprises in there. Mm-hmm. And a couple of twists and turns, and you don't quite know where it's going, you know, all the time. But
that's what I like, you know, something that kind of, you're watching it and it kind of unravels, as opposed to kind of spelling everything out, you know, when in the first act you can predict something, you know, beat for beat for beat. And, you know, it's refreshing to see something that you jump on and you take the ride, you know, and you're being led somewhere, as opposed to just knowing that you're sitting down and just going around in circles. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, hopefully, hopefully that's the case.
Is there anything in particular that you would like, that we haven't necessarily asked, that you would want to share about the film?
Well, like I said, it does come out May 7th, and we have a website. If anyone wants to look up where it's available, we'll have all that listed on our website, and that is roomforrentthemovie.com.
Okay.
And we have links to our social media sites and all that good stuff. So just follow us and we'll keep everyone updated on where they can see it.
Okay, perfect. Fantastic. And after Room for Rent, do you have anything else planned that you're doing?
Yeah, we have another project. Hopefully we'll get off the ground sometime this year. It's another psychological thriller, and we'll see. It's called Condition of Return, and hopefully we'll get around to making that very soon.
Okay, well, fantastic, Tommy Stowell. I really appreciate you sitting down with us. And
well, my pleasure. Thank you for having me. Really.
All right, and once again, you know, May 7th, VOD, and on disc, put out by Uncorked, and this is Room for Rent.